From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the notebook of David Campiche, today's topic is shorebirds in Willapa Bay. As you walk towards the water at the Oysterville approach, on a cold, misty morning, you hear a sharp swoosh and see a flock of birds flying in a tight group, the space between them maybe only a bit more than their body length. They finally settle on the wet sand near the retreating ocean tides. You observe thousands of little birds in a frantic scurry, randomly eating as fast as they can. They are shorebirds. As a group, shorebirds undertake some of the longest flights during the migration of any North American birds. Nearly two-thirds of shorebird species that breed in North America make their way from their Arctic breeding grounds to winter in Central and South America and then return to the Arctic the following spring. Shorebirds visit Willapa Bay every year to feed and rest. They migrate through the Willapa because it is one of these key locations where the habitat quality is high. This stopover site provides food so they can reach their annual breeding grounds where they meet their lifelong mate, court each other, incubate, hatch chicks, and care for them. When we share their story, others gain a greater appreciation for these tiny birds that travel thousands of miles each year along our flyway. As long as we keep seeing shorebirds on our beaches and in our bays, we will know that the health of our community is safe, and efforts we make today to preserve biological integrity are intact and functioning. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, this is Kit Fleming saying, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.